If you have your Bible, Romans chapter 1 tonight. Romans chapter 1. I want to begin reading in verse 18. And it just share a thought with you. Have you ever thought about how big a mess we're really in? We're in a mess. World's in a mess. Our people's in a mess. Our home's in a mess. Our lives are in a mess. But God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. He said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God." I say, to God be the glory, amen. To God be the glory for everything. Praise the Lord. "Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." What kind of heart's darkened? A foolish heart. Amen. An enlightened heart will let the light in. Amen. Light will shine out of a heart with light in it. He said, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like unto corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping thing," false idols. He said, "Wherefore," he said, "because of this, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women to change the natural use to that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another, men with men working that which is unseen, and receiving in themselves that recompense of error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So the Bible tells us about Paul writing to the Romans, and he's saying that there's a God of righteousness that's revealed, but people don't like righteousness, because their deeds are evil, the Bible tells us. So we chase after unrighteousness. Because just be honest, unrighteousness fits better. Amen? Did you hear what I said? Unrighteousness fits better. Amen? Hey, it fits better to this outward man, to the fleshly man. Amen? But I want to say the righteousness of God fits better inward, on the inward man. Amen? It gives you that solace that we need. It gives us a comforter from above. And we need that today in the land that we live more than we ever have before. And we're seeking, but we're not finding, because we're looking in all the wrong places. If we ever decide to just come unto God, as Brother Rex was saying a while ago, and we just pull up and just go, he said if we'd draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to us. If we ever just scooch up in His lap, let Him put those big arms around us, then there's no place for anything else. Amen? Do you realize we can be just as close to God or as far away from God as we want to be? Amen? It's up to us. If we choose God in godliness, righteousness, praise God, we can move up to God. But the Bible tells us that people just don't do that because of unrighteousness. Amen? And He said, because of creation. He said, in one day we'll stand without excuse because we know what's right. God explicitly tells us in His Word that that's right. But He also tells us that that's wrong. Well, now, I'm like Brother Rex. I'm a little thick between the ears sometimes. Amen. A little hard-headed. He was up here saying that, and Miss Penny was looking at him. She was amen. Amen. And then I'm the same way. I'm a little hard-headed. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a God that reaches past my head and gets to my heart. I'm glad I got a God that reaches down the depths of my soul. Praise God. Amen. When my wife asked to pray for this, oh Lord, help me. Amen. She said she had never thought about divorcing me, but she had thought about killing me a time or two. Amen. Praise God, because I'm hard-headed. Amen. God says, you know what? We got to quit being hard-headed because God's a wanting to help us, but we got to want to let Him. Amen. We got to want to let God help us in these last days we live because the help's there. But He said, these people, they'll stand without excuse. He said that they glorify not God as God. See, we don't lift Him up. What He said, we don't thank Him and praise Him for all the things that He does, for everything that we get, everything we have. Praise God, it's God's. Amen. I don't own a thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I got my house, my car. You don't do it. Amen. It all belongs, this whole thing belongs to God. Amen. And the government. Amen. Hey, you say, well, it don't. Yeah, it does. You don't pay your taxes. You see what happens. They'll come take it, haul it off, put it up for auction. Amen. We don't own nothing. We're just pilgrims passing through. And while we're passing through, we need all the help we can get. Amen. Because we're serving a risen Savior. But He said they turned their backs on gods, and they begin on God and begin to look at the little g gods. If we ain't careful, the devil will get our focus off the true and the living God and put our minds on the little g gods. The little thing Brother Rex talking about that occupy our minds, that create those hindrances in our relationship with the true God. Amen. We don't need that. We're living in the last day. I told my wife coming up the road, hey, we could be, the rapture could take place today, and where would our loved ones be? If we're not saved, we'll never see them again. They'll be lost throughout eternity without God. Amen. God help. They're in the same situation here. Amen. They think they're wise, but they become fools because they've turned their minds and their bodies and their lives away from God. Amen. So the Bible says that they've went after the beast and the creeping things, the things that they can see in this. Have you ever seen people so crazy over animals? Now, don't get me wrong. I love little old animals. They're a blessing from the Lord. But I tell you what, they're not more important than human beings. Amen? We'll take a little old dog or a cat, and we'll do everything in the world to save it, but we'll kill babies left and right, and it's okay. God, we're messed up. We're messed up. And God frowns on this stuff. It's unrighteousness. It's not right in the eyes of God. Amen. But God, the Bible said that God gave them up. Amen. He said, because of these things that God gave them up unto uncleanness. Now I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will help me, on this thought. When God gives a push, amen. When God gives a push. As we continue to look at God and the world continues to rebel against God, amen, God's not going to hold on to us forever. There comes a day and a time that God gets tired of holding on to you. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, sometimes God will give them over. He gave them up. He gives them over, amen. He gives in to them, amen. God says, comes a time when God says, you know what? If you want to go your own way and do your own thing, He said, I'll let you go. And I believe sometimes God even give us a little push. I think about this. I think about a person in a little old a little boat. One fellow said, well, it's kind of like God's got them on a rope and He's a hold and just letting them out a little at a time. No, I won't tell you what God does. Amen. When God gets tired of it, when He gets fed up with it, I believe God just says, all right, you want to get out there in those swift waters? He said, all right. And God just give you a push and let you go out there and just tread and paddle all you want to in those swift waters. Amen. And you can't blame Him a bit. Amen. When God gets fed up with it, you wonder why sometimes we struggle the way we do, because we rebel and we rebel and we rebel against God. And God said, I've had enough. And so he takes that little old P-Row and he shoves it out there into that little P-Row. If you've ever been to New Orleans, you know what a P-Row is. It's a little old boat. It's kind of like a one-person boat. And you get out there and you just paddle it around. And they use it to cast them little nets and pull them in with. Amen? And they're not fish at all in swift water. They're not made for swift water. Amen? But when you get out there in that little old P-Row and you want to go out in the swift water, amen, God, hey, if you keep resisting, rebelling, God will just take your little old P-Row and push you out there in those swift waters. Amen? You say, well, why would God do that? Because that's what you want to do. Amen? God made us free moral agents, amen, to decide for ourselves whether we accept God and walk with God or rebel against Him. He said these folks decided to rebel against God. They changed the way they used God. They rebelled. They rejected God. Amen. They even the understanding of God, who He was. And he said, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their flesh. Amen. God, when God gives you a push, when God gets tired of this mess, I believe there's a whole lot done. Brother Jeff, and God just shut down. He said, you want to go out in the rough current by yourself? Go ahead. I don't know about you. I've been there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Push you out in there in the deep. Say, go ahead. But praise the Lord, He's always watching from the shore. Amen. Kind of like Jesus was when He was out there and He was fighting the storm. Amen. Right where they're supposed to be, He said, get in the ship and go to the other side. They got in that boat. You know the story. Got out there on the Sea of Galilee and a great storm come up. And the Bible said Jesus came walking to them on the water. Amen. Knew where they was, what they're going through, waiting for them to call out. Amen. Jesus will push you out there. He'll let you go out there in those swift waters. Amen. He'll give you a push. Amen. Hey, He won't just dang you out there on the ropes and drag you back in. He'll give you a push and let you go. Amen. Say, oh me. Amen. If we continue to rebel, that's what's happening in America. That's what's happening in the world. That's what's happening in our farm and in our homes and our families, because we got folks that's rebelling against God and rebelling against God. We wonder why they got out there so deep. It's because God gave them a push. Amen. Amen. God said, okay, if you're going to rebel, I'll just let you get out there in the rough of it so you can see what it's like. Amen. I want to say it ain't real pretty out there in that swift water. Amen. The current's rough. Amen. It's a constant battle. Got to keep a rowing and a paddling. Amen. Trying to stay afloat, trying to stay going the right direction. And then in the whole meantime, while you're trying to do that, the waves are boisterous. They're splashing over. They're splashing in. You're trying to bail out water so that you don't sink. Amen. God gave you a push. He said He gave them up. And the kind of uncleanness through the lust of their flesh. See, there's three steps to declining, amen, in America. There's three steps to decline in a relationship with God. Number one step tonight is sexual immorality. Amen. The number one step, it started back in the 60s. Amen. You remember back in the 60s when they had this free love movement going on? Had places like Woodstock and these other, where these dope smoking free love and stuff was all going on. Amen. What was they doing, preacher? They were saying, let us go, God. We don't want you. We don't need you. And God let them go. He pushed them out in the deep. Amen. I'm afraid God's pushed them out in the deep. Praise the Lord. Those that's given to sexual immorality, men and women doing those things, praise God, it's contrary. Amen. And they abandon God, so what does God do? God has to abandon them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, God said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He won't. He won't mean you. He won't leave His people. But when we rebel and we reject Him, praise God, He'll abandon us to our own lust. Amen. How do you think people could become so perverted in these last days? Because God gave them up to uncleanness. Let them chase after the lust of their flesh. Amen. If we ain't careful, listen, church, we'll get caught up in this, we'll get snookered in this, and we'll begin to think that it's okay. Amen. It's not okay. It's not okay. Let me say that again. It's not okay. It's an abomination for God. Immorality, fornication, adultery. It's immorality at its highest place. And God said, they said, we forgot God. God said, I'll turn you over and I'll forget you. Amen. I'll let you go. I'll allow it if you want to go. Amen. So God, so what's happened is we've dismissed what's right. Amen. And when we dismiss what's right, you know what happens, Brother Andrew? We get caught up in a spiritual vacuum. Amen. We've done disallowed. Now listen to me. We've done disallowed and we pushed out all those things that's right. Amen. And they give in to this 1960s era that's continued to this day. Amen. This sexual immorality, and it's overcome our world. It's overcome our nation. It's overcome our people. Amen. We're caught up in this sexual, they call it now a sexual revolution. Amen. We're caught in a sexual revolution filled with all the sexual sins and sinfulness of this world. Used to, you didn't see that kind of stuff on television. Amen. It was, you remember Ricky and Lucy Ricardo? Amen. Years ago in the mid, late 60s, they slept in separate beds and they were married. Huh? Because the Bible believing people of the world would not allow them to show it on TV, a man and a woman sleeping together. Even them husband and wife. But look where we've come to today. Sexual revolution has overcome the world. That's step number one. Amen. That's step number one to total deprivation. Praise God. We've turned our back on God. We've took off. That started our downward spiral, if you will. Step number two is a homosexual revelation. Amen. We've come to a place in this way. The Bible says when she said they changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. He said it, verse 24 said he gave them up. Verse 26 says, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Amen. You would think the women would know better. They have the ability and the capacity to bring into life, amen, living human being within their bodies. But he said they've turned over to the lust of their flesh. They give in to the lust of flesh and they've been consumed by homosexual revelation. Burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. Amen. For what they do, they spread this psychological confusion. Amen. That's all it is. It's the media is putting it out there. It's psychological confusion. They're getting into their psyches. They're getting into their mind, trying to conform us into this mess that they call free love and free relationship. Pray God, it ain't nothing but a downward spiral. Amen. We're on a downward spiral. Sexual revelation, homosexual revelation. Amen. Come to a point that all virtue's lost. All the virtues, what we know is right, we throw out the window. Amen? They just throw it out the window. They just give in lock, stock, and barrel in rebellion against God. They just throw out everything they know that's right. Amen? How else could somebody get caught up in this mess? The only way you get caught up in it is to just throw away everything that we know and just chase after the flesh. Amen? Come to a place where men begin to cohabitate with men and women with women doing those things. The Bible says is unseemly. Amen. It don't even seem right. It don't even look right. It don't even sound right. Amen. If it don't look right, sound right, praise God, it's probably wrong. Amen. It's probably wrong. Amen. So we come to a place of this homosexuality, the second step of this fall. The second sign that we see of this downward spiral. He tells us in Leviticus chapter 18. Verse 22 said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. God said, it makes me sick. It's abomination. Amen. It's abomination. God said, it makes me sick. You say, well, preacher, it's just another sin. No, no, no. That's a sin against creation itself. Amen. It's not, don't you let nobody lie to you like that. It's a sin against creation itself. It's against our Creator Himself. He said in the beginning, He created He male and female. Male and female created He them. Amen. But we're spiraling down. God said, I hate that mess. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. He said, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Amen. In other words, they've reached in and they've roused up the great an extreme hatred from God. Because God hates that mess. Amen. You say, preacher, should we hate it? We should hate the sin, but love the sinner. Amen. He said, they will surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Amen. You say, well, it's just like any other sin. How many other sins you know God says you need to die for it? Put them to death. Their blood will be upon them. Amen. So we're spiraling down. We go in from sexual revolution to a homosexual revolution. Amen. It's the very plateau of corruption for human beings. A plateau that we reach of the greatest plateau of dishonor before God. Amen. Do you see how serious it is? Can you see the seriousness of the time that we're living in when we're saying it's okay? It's going to be a sad time in America because we lost one of the greatest Supreme Court justices that ever lived. Amen. Scalia was the greatest man. Stood on Constitution as a constitutional conservative. Stood on biblical principles and the design of the Constitution of the United States as it was written by our forefathers. We're standing at a crossroads in humanity that we may never be able to recover from. Because of where we're at right now. You say, what are you saying, preacher? That this stuff's just all coming to pass. Yeah, because the Bible says being fulfilled in the last day. We're standing at the threshold of God of stepping out and saying, I've had enough. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Are we ignorant of the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah this evening? Do we not remember that God said, I'm going to go down there and see for myself, told His servant Abraham, He said, I'll not hide it from him. He's going to be a great nation. I'm going to show him the truth. Are we ignorant to the fact that God destroyed that wicked mess? Burn it up, praise God. Never to revive and never to thrive again. Amen. Are we so ignorant that we can't stand up and be enlightened by the words of God and by history? But history tends to repeat itself. Amen. History tends to continue to repeat itself. Time after time after time. Amen. He said He gave them up to the uncleanness. He said He gave them up unto vile affections. Sexual revolution. Homosexual revolution. But then He said, I gave them up. Amen. He said, unto a encouraging revolution. We're come to a day and time that the world's encouraging promiscuity. The world is encouraging folks to do wrong. They're encouraging people to try, our young people to try drugs and try sex and try alcohol. Oh, you just enjoy it. What they're saying is, just open the door and throw them to the devil. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to throw our children to the devil. I want to preserve our heritage of the Lord, amen, for His glory. Praise the Lord. He said, that which is unseemly, and they said, they receive in themselves a recompense of error as meat, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. We got a people raising up today and they say, I don't want to hear it, preacher. I don't believe that. Amen. The Bible says, even as they'd not like to retain God in their knowledge, God, He says, God gave them up. God gave them up as to their bodies. Amen. God gave them up as to their soul. There comes a time when God says, that's enough. The Bible says He gave them up as to their spirit. He said He gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Amen. Not even convenient to do. He said, you have to go out of your way to be that wicked. Amen. God says, hey, these folks, it's going out of their way to be wicked. The last day that we live. And God says, you know what? I'm going to let you. And He gives them a push. He said, you go out in them old rough waters. And you just see how you fend for yourself. He said, He gave them up. Amen. In other words, He abandoned them. That's what reprobate means, to be abandoned in their minds. He said, okay. He said, you're going to do what you want, think what you want, live what you want. Go ahead. I'm afraid a whole lot of folks around us today have been turned over to a reprobate mind. Amen. They've been abandoned. God says, that's okay. I've had enough. He said, a loving God would never do that. A loving God loves you enough, praise God, He's going to deal with you and deal with you. But when you totally reject God, amen. 1960s was a sexual revolution. 1960s, 1970s. But 1980s, I believe we crossed the line. Amen. When temptation becomes practice. Hello? Are you hearing me? When temptation becomes practice, we've crossed the line. Amen. Hear me? God says when temptation becomes practice, you've crossed the line. Amen. When you go against God and you rebel and you rebel and you rebel and we practice this wicked sin, which God says it's worthy of death. Amen. He turns us and lets us go. And He said, but then the third sign, He says, when people begin to encourage that, when people begin to encourage these acts of rebellion, He said that being filled with all unrighteousness. Man, right there, it ought to throw a big old spotlight on our mind. Being filled with unrighteousness, that's not right. Being filled with what's not right. I guarantee you, these folks right here tonight in this auditorium that can say, you can think of somebody that's been plumb filled with unrighteousness. I mean, they've just totally abandoned God and godliness, family, home, life, loved ones, and just going about their own way. Following in their own lustful desires. Amen? They just abandoned God and godliness. And boy, I tell you what, youngins, we better reach out and get a hold of them before they cross that line. Amen? Before we cross the line where God gives them a push, puts them out there in those rough waters. You know why He does that? To get their attention. Amen? I just pray, God, when they get out there in the river, and boy, we've seen some. We've seen folk, praise God, it's got out there in those rough waters. They've been bobbing, weaving, dipping, and bailing, trying to fight those rough currents. And praise God, they come to themselves like that prodigal and said, you know what? It's a whole lot better at the Father's house. Amen. Amen. Praise God, they come to themselves just in the nick of time. Amen. And God comes a-walking on the water. And He takes that little old Pedro. Praise God, He drains the water out. He rolls it. He pulls her over to the shore. Amen. Glory be. Put you in those still, calm waters. Praise the Lord. Amen. Begins to comfort and console you. Praise God is the great God of glory. But He said, they some that's come to a place that they just long to encourage that rebellion. There's a whole lot of folks in the world that just want to encourage the rebellion. We was talking in the prayer room how folks in prison and prison's a place where you ought to be going to be rehabilitated. But these essences in there that come in and just defile and to tear up and tear down. See, even behind bars, you can't get away from the devil. Amen. Sir, even behind bars, you can't get away from rebellion. Even behind bars, you can't get away from unrighteousness. It bothers you everywhere you go. Amen. But God says, you know, we're living in time. The third sign of God giving a push is when we have an encouraging revolution. When we begin to encourage those to do wrong. Amen. When we encourage immorality. Amen. We need immortality. We need a relationship with God to become immortal one day. Amen. But we encourage the immorality of this world. Amen. We spread the sexual sin like it's something to be had. Amen. We spread the violence. The violence is everywhere. I got to think about the crime. Why is crime the way it is? Amen. The spread of immorality, the spread of sexual sin, the spread of the violence, the spread of crime. Could it be, Brother John, that this old world in which we live, this country, this nation that we love, could all be under the judgment of God? Could it be that we are in judgment, being judged even now for our ungodliness, our unfaithfulness, and our unrighteousness? Could it be that God Almighty is a looking down and He said, you know what? I've just about had enough. Amen. Praise God. We need the Lord today more than we ever have before. Amen. We're in a point in our nation. If we ain't careful, we're thinking that we're in danger of contracting some kind of a fatal disease. Amen. We're just right on the verge of contracting some kind of, brother, just about to attract some kind of fatal, destructive disease. But I wonder if we ain't sick already unto death. I wonder tonight if God ain't about to say, you know what, America, I'm fed up with what's going on. But thank God there's a God that loves us and He gives us one more opportunity, gives us one more day, gives us one more chance just to lift up our voices, to lift up our language, to pray for those that's being sucked down. Pray for those that's being encouraged to go out and try this or try that. I tell you, young, listen, we need to, mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, we need to stand fast in what we believe. So that our young ones won't get out there in that current, get rebellious against God, turn against God, but they need to stay with God and godliness. What's right? Amen. Amen. It's a whole lot better just to stay with God. I tell you what, that current gets awful rough sometimes out there. Amen. The paddling and the rowing and the leaning and the twisting and the bailing. Amen. It's not worth it. Amen. But He said, if we just stay with God, stay focused, do what's right. How do you do that? By keeping a remembrance of God. Amen. In our mind, in our hearts, in our attitude, every day and every way, remember God. Amen. Remember godliness. As old Brother Bill used to always say, it's never wrong to do right. And it's time to do right, right now. Amen. It's time for God's people to take a stand and stand with God. Amen. And when we stand with Him, we stand with Him where He is. Praise God, He stands in them calm waters. The Bible says, He leadeth me beside still waters, and He restoreth my soul. Praise the Lord. That's where God wants to put us, as the shepherd of our souls. He don't want to give us a push. He don't want to shove you out there. He don't want you to go through that turmoil. But He wants you to have peace and joy and happiness that comes from knowing Him. But the only way we can know Him, praise God, is remember who He is. Amen. Remember that He's God. And we're just little old people that need a holy God. Amen. We are, every day, individually, we know God. See, there's a line. There's a line. And I believe there's a whole lot of folks that's crossing the line. Amen? But we need to pray for ourselves, pray for our people, that they won't cross that line. Amen? There's a line, there's a place. I was talking to Brother Mitchell the other day, and he said, Preacher, there's a line that people don't understand. He said, you can be dead, but he said, you can be twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know, he said that in a way, and boy, it just went down in me, just like it jerked my heart out. He said, you can be twice dead. He said, you can be physically dead. He said, you can be spiritually dead. And he said, there can be a coldness and a deadness that won't give any life. He said, and you'll remain dead. He said, there's a whole lot of our folks, Preacher. He said, that's twice dead, plucked up by the roots. There's no hope for them no more. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind. They've been abandoned. They've rebelled and they've rejected so long that God says, it's enough. That's enough. Eternal. Ain't you glad God didn't do that with you? Amen. Ain't you glad God's still giving old sinners an opportunity, still giving old sinners a chance to get in and be saved and to walk with God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Why would anybody rebel against something, a force so great that loves us so much? Why would we rebel against it? I want to say tonight, irrequivocally, praise God, it's a whole lot better just to be on His side. Amen. Just to submit ourselves to God and put up that resistance. And God begins to work in our hearts. God begins to move in us. God begins to encourage us. God begins to help us. God begins to instill joy. And when we get joy, comes happiness and peace and gladness and praises and glory. Amen. To God Almighty. Amen. See, how does that all come about? Because we never forget to remember God. Every day of our life, we wake up and say, this is the day. God, I tell you what. God's embedded that down in my heart. Every day I get, first thing comes to my mind, this is the day God made. Amen. My God made this day. I'm going to enjoy it. Praise God, His glory. You know, there's a whole lot of people in the world that can't do that. We go to hospitals and the nursing homes and stuff. I mean, there's people in there that's pitiful. Praise God, but you go in there and say, you know what? God loves you. I went in the nursing home last Sunday. Let me tell you this, and I'm done. I'm going to quit. I went in the nursing room, and there's a little old lady there, and she couldn't talk. You mean, she was kind of, yeah, you know, you couldn't understand her. And I asked, can I help you back to the room? She said, yeah. So I rolled her back to her room, and she pointed to the door. I just rolled up there, she pointed to the door, and I put her in there, and she motioned for me to back her in there to the wall. And I pulled up, and I backed her in there, got front, and I pushed her up there in the corner where she wanted to be. As I started turning around, she just broke down and started bawling, just crying. Weeping. And the nurse was there, and I said, ma'am, I said, I just brought this lady back. I said, she's all upset, so I don't know what's wrong. And she come in there, and she said, well, hold on just a minute. And she got in the little dresser there, and she got out a little thing that you ride on, one of them erasable, dry erasable things. And she wrote on it, and she said, Miss such and such. She said, what's the matter? What's wrong? And then she says, and she wrote, she told her back, she said, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I'm not happy. I said, oh, goodness. I tell you what, it just pricked my heart. I said, ma'am, it's okay. I said, it don't matter where you're at. I said, God loves you right here. And she just looked at me, tears still running down her face, just to pour it. And that lady raised that, she wrote on, she said, he said, it's okay, you're okay right here. God loves you right here. And she wrote that down, and she showed it to the little lady, and the tears just stopped. The tears just stopped. And there's a big old smile come on her face, and she began to shake her head. Yes, he does. He loves me right here, praise God. No matter what situation I'm in, God loves me right here, right now. Praise be to God. Amen. You know how I know that? Because I always remember never to forget who He is. Amen. And because of who He is, He loves me right now, today. Amen.